Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. The reason that there are so many different religious beliefs in our culture is because of deceitful workers. False doctrines abound in every place, and these doctrines are accepted without any examination. Satan has been able to deceive many. His ministers have been able to transform themselves, appearing to bring righteousness. Their words satisfy the hearts of many. Their doctrines soothe the soul. Their speech gives comfort and hope. But alas, false apostles and deceitful workers will only give destruction and eternal sorrow. Deceit does not save, but rather destroys. Every word and every belief must be examined by the Word of God. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? 2 Corinthians 13:5. There are not many ways to heaven. There is but one. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:13-14. The road to heaven has been established by God, and his plan of entrance must be followed. God is not tolerant of those who would pervert his law and change his rule. As Jesus gives this instruction, he then warns, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Matthew 7:15. If a prophet does not speak according to divine instruction, then his voice must be avoided. The end of every prophet will be according to his own works. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. 2 Peter 2:1-3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.